The world had long forgotten the sound of justice, buried beneath centuries of paper treaties and broken promises. King Stevion, a monarch whose reign was defined not by borders, but by an unwavering moral compass, watched from his distant throne as the descendants of the original inhabitants of North America, who lived in the shadows of the very land their ancestors once tended. Stevion was a musician at heart, a man who believed that the true frequency of power lay not in iron or gold, but in the renaissance of truth. He spent months composing a work that would serve as a catalyst for a global tectonic shift. He called it Take Our State Back. He then recorded in a standard studio. He commissioned a master silversmith to forge a singular ornate disc of 0.999 pure silver, weighing exactly $100 million in market value. He etched the musical notes and the lyrics directly onto the silver surface using a laser precision artisan technique. When the song was released, it didn't just hit the radio, it haunted the airwaves. The melody was haunting, a blend of ancient rhythmic percussion and haunting ethereal cello that seemed to weep for the stolen acres, the flattened mountains, and the diverted river. Stevion's voice carried the weight of 1,000 years of remorse, singing the history of the land back into the hearts of the people. The impact was instantaneous. Within 48 hours, Take Our States Back reached diamond status on every chart across every continent. It became a global anthem. It bypassed the political censorship of the time because it was already everywhere, in the homes of the wealthy, the ears of the soldiers, and the smartphones of the youth. People began to hear the land calling through the song. The dissonance of stolen ownership could no longer be ignored. We are living on a grave that screams, one world leader confessed during a televised summit, moved to tears by the song's bridge. The momentum turned into a tidal wave. Corporations, embarrassed by the global scrutiny the song brought, began to quietly dissolve their claims. Nations that had been silent allies to the colonizers, seeing the economic and moral pressure, joined King Stevion in a massive coordinated effort to enact the Restoration Decree. Ships and planes arrived, not with weapons, but with deeds, resources, and acknowledgement of sovereign rights. King Stevion traveled to the heart of the continent, the silver disc tucked into his coat. He stood before the tribal council, the ones who held their ground for centuries. He didn't claim credit. He simply played the silver disc once more. The music vibrated through the earth itself. As the final note faded into the wind, the legal and lawful transfer of millions of acres began. The song has stripped away the thin veneer of civilization that had justified the theft. It had turned the world's conscience into a mirror. And for the first time in history, the world did not look away. King Stevion returned to his kingdom, his work finished. The silver disc was buried deep in the soil of the territory it had helped reclaim, a permanent monument to the day when the single melody was worth more than all the gold ever stolen, and a song taught the world that the only way to move forward was to give back what was never theirs to keep.
Take our state back.